USDA's National Ag Statistics Service issued its latest crop production report Thursday morning and reduced its estimate of U.S. corn harvest by 1% to just over 10.7 billion bushels. Greg Tayson, NAS section head for field crops, says the U.S. corn crop is continuing to feel the lingering effects of a hot, dry summer.
This year, it looks like as farmers got into the field and we're getting a lot more actual harvest data into this forecast, it looks like maybe the warm and or hot, dry weather early in the season had a bigger impact on the crop in some of these states than we initially thought.
Tayson says the opposite is true of the U.S. soybean crop. The NAS report raised U.S. soybean harvest fractionally to just over 3.2 billion bushels. It's the largest soybean crop ever, and Tayson says there's no doubt weather played a role.
The hot, dry weather didn't hurt that crop as much. They got some beneficial weather actually during August where it rained throughout a lot of the growing areas, and it looks like the yields, again, as farmers get well into harvest here, their yields are turning out a little bit better than what we forecast last month.
And Tayson says the situation is similar for the U.S. cotton crop, which NAS says has grown 3% from last month due to favorable late-season weather and is now at 21.3 million bales.
Beneficial weather through Texas and actually through some of the southeast states that were hit early on by some really severe drought. This rain in late September and October, has helped the cotton crop.
So despite some unfavorable weather during the growing season, U.S. farmers will produce the third largest corn crop, the largest ever soybean crop, and the third largest cotton crop in history. Tayson says that's a testament to the ingenuity of U.S. ag producers.
Yields have trended up as farmers utilize better varieties and better practices. Even when they do have some bad weather, it seems like that they can do a good job with their practices and actually get fairly good yield.
Tayson adds he's grateful to U.S. ag producers who participated in the NAS surveys that made Thursday's report possible. I'm Peter Shin reporting.